The Youth's Instructor, November 26, 1896. True Wisdom. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. The Word of God gives rules, living principles, to govern in all human affairs. Christ, the wisest teacher the world has ever known, by his life and teaching has explained these rules. The youth need to seek him, to make him their counselor and guide. The religion of Christ will weed out from the life and character all practices that are injurious to the health of the soul. Genuine love to God and our fellow men will expel all selfishness from the heart. But without the grace of Christ, we shall be overcome, and life and character will be spoiled. Young friends, learn to cast all your care upon Jesus, imploring that guidance, restraint, and support which you must have in order to live a trustworthy, honorable life. Christ is your pattern, and while you keep him before your eyes, you will not place yourselves where you will be slaves to the power of temptation. Come under the will of Jesus. Bring your thoughts into captivity to him. But do not for a moment suppose that by taking this course, by accepting Christ as your personal Savior, you will become incompetent for business transactions. The example of Daniel is before us in Bible history. He purposed in his heart that he would obey God at any cost to himself. Like Abraham, he kept the way of the Lord, and he was a noble statesman. His fidelity was manifest to all with whom he associated. The record concerning Daniel and his fellows is, "As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm." The principles of Christ must be woven and interwoven into every occupation, however humble it may be. Present yourself and your business before God. Both are precious in his sight. He will receive you and will sanctify and ennoble you. Man is dependent upon his fellow men, and by social intercourse, a broad field is opened before him where he may exercise the prerogatives given him of God for the benefit of others. Man is a free moral agent, not a machine. He may do good or he may do evil. But all his powers are God's property, his by creation and by redemption. And it is robbery of God to misuse or abuse any power of the mind or organ of the body by injurious habits or practices. The Word of God declares, "Ye are not your own. Ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." He demands that the social powers shall be sanctified and employed for good, to secure the progress and triumph of God's kingdom, not to serve the purposes of Satan. But those who would be the most useful and active in the work of God are the very ones who feel the power of temptation the strongest. The prince of darkness will bring all his agencies to bear to lead such to misapply and pervert their God-given abilities. In order to fight the good fight of faith, we need to be on our guard every moment. The will, if placed on the side of the will of God, will make us strong to fight the battle for the right. But if men discard Christ and the divine influences whereby he would reveal his life and character from their lives, they will pattern after Satan, the author of all sin, all immorality. Thus, they will bind themselves in slavery to habits and practices which will be antagonistic to Christ and will reproduce the satanic attributes in place of the divine. Every soul for whom Christ has died is accountable for the influence he exerts. Christ has made every provision that those who are subject to temptation may not be overcome. He gave his life a sacrifice that he might restore the moral image of God in men. All the treasures of heaven are within their reach. He shows them eternal realities which they had lost from their reckoning. He brings them to see the courts of heaven, flushed with living glories, and tells them that all its treasures will be theirs, if they will live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Not many years hence, there is to be a grand and just review of all characters. The harvest is not far ahead. Therefore, sow pure seed, not a crop of tares. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.